Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Mike T, tell us all about it.
Man, that's big time AFC North football. Man, we're humbled to be a part of this series. We respect it. We realize it's good for the game of football. And you just saw why it's good for the game of football. It's two teams, man, competing their tails off, man, for 60 minutes and fighting for a lot of things. Keep it real simple today, though, is victory.
All right, and Ben Roethlisberger moves to 89-2 at Paul Brown Stadium. We're excited about that. I think it's 13-2 or whatever it
whatever.
Is.
Whatever. He wins there, the Bengals don't.
All the time. Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. We'll hear from players throughout the day and a lot of different clips. But the main thing that I think we need to come away with is, what does this do for the Pittsburgh Steelers, and what does it do for your psyche? Because we're here to talk to you and hear from you on this Monday. For the players and for this team, it's a whole lot different being right now, Chris, 3-2-1 than 2-3-1. That's for sure. You're essentially a half game back.
Half game back in the division, and you're still alive because the Bengals would have been, what, a game and a half up on you? They would have been 5-1, 4-1. Point is, things would have gotten out of hand.
Yes.
And you would have felt terrible. You would have stewed on it for 2 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. You'd have sat there and waited for the Browns to come in. And sure, you'd have the Browns and Ravens ahead of you, but you wouldn't feel good about the fact that you still didn't have a divisional win. You feel good now. You feel a whole lot better than you did just a few weeks ago.
And you look at benchmarks in the season, and you look at sort of forks in the road, and this is one of them. Now you take a deep breath before you have two more division games at home against Cleveland, on the road against Baltimore. But it was like, just get to the off week. And right now, you've won more than you've lost. That tie in there, that tie should have been a win. That's something that's going to haunt the Pittsburgh Steelers all the way through into the new year, I have a feeling. But that one has really, really one that's going to stick with them. But you've won now 3 of 4. Don't look now, but the Pittsburgh Steelers have won 3 of 4. Maybe this is turning into a pretty good football team. I don't know. But as we said, those games in Cincinnati, you look at the history of what's gone on at Paul Brown Stadium, they're never laughers. They're always ones that Ben Roethlisberger finds a way to extract at the very end. We went over it chapter and verse on Friday, just how the point differential is always pretty tight, that they're never blowouts, sometimes here and there, but it's generally like it is, a 28-21 game or a 19-16 game. Absolutely. I was sure of one thing in this football game. After the Boswell field goal with 3:31 left or whatever, that the Cincinnati Bengals were going to score. I was totally sure of that. It was just a matter of how much time they were going to leave Ben.
Yeah. And you know, when you look at the Steelers' defense, they slowed Dalton down for the majority of the game. Joe Hayden slowed down A.J. Green for the bulk of the game. They didn't get to Dalton as much as you would have liked to see them do, but they slowed down Mixon at times. Felt like not a great performance by the Steelers defense, but good enough that your offense could go out and take the game at the end. And it, look, when it comes down to it, Steelers, Bengals, I don't care if it's in Cincinnati, if it's here, the Steelers are the ones that find a way to win. The Bengals are the ones that, as they did yesterday, find a way to lose.
You can text us on the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. It's 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. Part of the talk and part of the questions that we asked on Friday going into this football game, all the scuttlebutt about Antonio Brown that was breaking last week about the nonsense with throwing furniture off a balcony in Miami, Florida, and then him coming out on Friday having his media availability saying he was just talking about what was going on the field and he was going to let an open court case kind of be out there and not necessarily talk about it at all. Well, Cam Hayward chatted about that just a little bit after the game.
Everybody likes to talk about everything that's going on with AB, but you know, when AB's on this field, you know, you're not getting anything less than his 110%.
Right. That is the place where he does his work, and he bailed Mike Tomlin's ass out. I'll tell you what, he really did. For me, that's what happened. Him and Ben at the end of the game, you could talk all you want, and we will, about James Conner and the masterful game that he had. You could talk about the offensive line and just how good they were. You could talk about the effort from Juju and how good he was. You could talk about Vance McDonald and how good Vance McDonald was. And you could talk about that defensive front, and you could talk about Joe Hayden and all that stuff. And maybe Boswell getting it back together some. Everything there. But you know what? When it was time to make a play, when it was time to put a team away and not necessarily put them away, but come from behind and win the football game, it was 7-84. Antonio Brown has a way, a penchant, of showing up in the biggest moments, and damn if he didn't again yesterday.
There is not a team that's better than compartmentalizing than the Pittsburgh Steelers. All the drama, all the nonsense that happens each and every week, and we got the list, the running list that we go over every time something new pops up. And those two guys personify that, I think, more than anybody else. 7-84. And even when Seven's not having, he's having trouble connecting with Antonio Brown, they find a way, as you put it, in the perfect spot. They don't need to score a touchdown there. A field goal puts them up by a couple, and it's a different situation. Those two do it better than anybody else.
I still can't believe the one corner walked into a Justin Hunter pick whenever the call was as clear as day to go over the top. And they had Antonio Brown tackled if they wanted to go ahead. The call was a hi-hat call. It was simple to see. Anybody that's played football can know that he was supposed to roll back. They went zero coverage. He's supposed to run with Antonio Brown, and the guy didn't.
William Jackson blew that.
He either didn't see the signal from the inside corner, or he just blew it off and ran into a pick. Justin Hunter made a really good play. Not an illegal play, just a really good play to get in the way. I can understand what Cincinnati was trying to do. Their corners just didn't communicate, and they were 5 feet away from one another. And A.B. and Ben saw it all unfold and said, let's go.
If you're a corner sitting on Justin Hunter going deep instead of getting inside and getting in front of Antonio Brown, you're playing it wrong.
Absolutely. All right, coming up next, the Steelers aren't playing it wrong with this balance. The last couple weeks, real big balance on offense, and that's what's led to some victories. Maybe they aren't a throw-it-all-around-the-yard kind of football team. The Steelers' offense seems to function best whenever there is balance. You look at Ben Roethlisberger found 11 different guys, or targeted 11 different guys. He didn't find 11 different, but he threw the football at 11 different guys. Knicks, he threw a pass at. Washington, he threw a pass at. Hunter, he threw a pass at late in the football game. Ben threw a pass to himself. So, yeah,
that's 12.
That counts. No, he's one of the 11.
Oh, he's one of the 11. Okay.
Switzer, Grimble, a bunch of down-the-liners. You know, it's really, really something how many times that Ben Roethlisberger threw the football and threw it at people. But then you look at the balance on offense.
Efficiency through the pass game. Tight ends. You know, Connor out of the backfield. And in the first half, 20 passes to 12 runs. But it feels like a very well-balanced machine right now on offense.
Right, because you look at the targets. You have Juju, he has 10 targets. You have Vance McDonald, he has 8 targets. You have Antonio Brown with 6 targets. 7 targets at Jesse James and 7 at James Conner. So there's balance in the pass game. There's a one-dimensional run game, not necessarily one-dimensional because he runs inside and outside, but you have one running back. But the thing about it is the throws to Conner, some of the throws to Switzer, they're just essentially long handoffs. It's not a straight line down the field kind of passing game to where it's throw it all over the yard. I think that it got trapped into that at times last year. I like what I'm seeing the past couple weeks, in that there's a ton of balance on offense. And for me, that's what's led to victory.
And 14 catches by tight ends yesterday.
Yes.
14 catches by tight ends. You mentioned Grimble getting into the act on a couple. That is that's exactly what you want for Roethlisberger, because when you continually take shots downfield over and over and over again, the defense finds, well, look, you're not going to hit on all those. So why are we bothering with anything else? We'll just sit on A.B. and Juju on the outside. They weren't able to do that yesterday because the tight ends were just chewing up the middle of the field.
Our friend, everybody's friend, Anthony in Oakland. Anthony, good morning. Anthony, good morning. You're on the Fan. Anthony, a quick one for Anthony this morning, who undoubtedly wanted to talk about Colin Kaepernick or the state of something like that. So 412-928-9370 is the number. All right, you know, in looking at what Ben did, I thought that the involvement of the tight ends was what was given to them pretty much yesterday, and it wasn't necessarily, well, let's give Vance McDonald the football for the sake of giving him the football, or he's, you know,
it's Vance, a way to find a rhythm.
Yes, it is. And rhythmically, the way that they move down the football field, and Vance McDonald, I'd love to see his yards after catch, because it's not like he's catching the football. There were those Heath Miller specials where he'd run that curl route, sit in the middle, and just kind of go. Heath Miller's yards after catch were like 7 in his career.
Yes.
But with what Vance McDonald had, well, especially his last couple years, right?
Right.
And to see Vance McDonald catch the football, and then, to me, you know what it looks like? It looks like one of those 1930s football games between the Carlisle Boys Club and somebody, you know, in Levittown, whatever.
Right, Jim Thorpe.
Yeah, and they don't have any helmets on, and there's mud everywhere, and guys are just flying around, and they are just looking to knock the snot out of someone.
And that's the key here, is you're being physical. When we talked about how physical these games are and how you want to come out and punch the Bengals in the mouth, you're being physical.
But they didn't fast, though.
Right, through the pass game, which, you know, even though they didn't capitalize on that first drive, 3 catches by McDonald there, and he starts. How many times do we see Vontaze Burfict eat somebody's shoulder pad yesterday?
Right. Oh, yeah. No, and I thought Vontaze Burfict, I'll be real honest, I thought he quit. I thought that after he got emasculated and Vance McDonald made him miss, and then after James Conner put it in his face, whenever James Conner put his shoulder pads up under his chin, I thought that Vontaze Burfict quit for a time yesterday. I thought he got punched back, and whenever he's not able to deliver a borderline cheap shot or an all-out cheap shot, he quits. And I thought he took his ball and sat on the bench and went home for a time yesterday. I thought he looked like a big baby at times yesterday.
And he played like one.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.